What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the First Team All-Pro Podcast. This is episode 44 with your host, LT Nasty. And here we are. The Stanley Cup Final matchup is officially set. It'll be the Colorado Avalanche versus the Tampa Bay Lightning, the two-time defending cup champion, Tampa Bay Lightning. That's going to be an interesting matchup, but before we get into that, talk about what to expect. We're going to cover the Rangers-Lightning series, officially recap that series, and also talk about the NBA Finals a little bit. Golden State is now up 3-2 on the Boston Celtics, and I know I didn't do this in the last episode, because when I made the last episode of the podcast, the Oilers were down 3-0, so I'm going to recap the Avs-Oilers series as well, so we'll do that, but that will be later in the episode. So, here we go. Let's get right into it. The Rangers looked really good in the first two games of the series against Tampa Bay, but everything just fell apart after that. John Cooper and the Tampa Bay Lightning changed up their strategies in handling the Rangers. And they eventually got their wheels going, and they suffocated the Rangers in the last four games of that series, games 3, 4, 5, and 6. And again, like I said, credit to John Cooper. He changed up the strategies, and, you know, Tampa moves on. They're heading back to their third straight Stanley Cup final. Credit to John Cooper. He did what he needed to do to, get his team going. And look what happened. Tampa won 4 straight. Obviously, as a Ranger fan, I am incredibly heartbroken and disappointed in the end result. But, you know, that's hockey. You know, and, you know, everyone, and I've been hearing a lot, you know, oh, it's the end of the world, you know, that was our shot, you know, like, you know, these chances don't come around too often. Like, I agree, chances like these don't come around that often, but the team is still incredibly young. They got a bright future ahead, and I'm looking forward to next season. And Igor Shesterkin was absolutely incredible. He kept the team basically in the series, because if you looked at the Rangers' offense after games 1 and 2, it was a nightmare. After games 1 and 2, it was an absolute nightmare against Tampa Bay. And then we go to games 3, 4, 5, and 6. They scored only one goal. They scored one goal in game 4, one goal in game 5, one goal in game 6. Of course, they scored two in game 3, but it is still, like, look at the shot chart. I'm looking at the shot chart. I'm looking at the amount of shots that got to Andrei Vasilevsky. Game 6, the Rangers only had 21 shots. Game 5, the Rangers had 25 shots. Game 4, they had 35. Game 3, they had 30. And game 2, they had 28. So the shots, that's another thing. The Rangers' offense, as the series progressed, it got worse. Like, the Lightning, like I said, this is, you know, that's because Tampa Bay changed up their strategies. They locked up. They basically locked up and shut down the big guns of the, the Rangers. And they locked down the kids' line after the first two games. I mean, Lafreniere, Hedl, after games 1 and 2, like, I don't think the kid line scored another goal after that. And it was just... It was just hard to watch as a Ranger fan. But, you know, like I said, the Rangers got a bright future ahead of them, and I can't wait for the season, you know, to start back, you know, in October. But, you know, that's, you know, the end of the season. And again, it was an incredible season. And, you know, again, Igor Shesterkin had an unbelievable season. He's most likely going to win the Vezina Trophy. I mean, he posted a 2.07 goals against average and a save percentage of 0.935 this past regular season. So I think he's without a doubt the winner for the Vezina Trophy. So it's, you know, again, he had an incredible season and absolutely deserves it because he played out of his mind all season. And, you know, at some points in the playoffs, like, he kept them, like, a lot of people don't understand, like, everyone wants to go back and say, you know, go back and look at that series against Pittsburgh. Yes, yeah, he definitely had a rough outing, gave up 7 goals in, you know, I think 2 of those games, and both of those games were in Pittsburgh. As the postseason progressed, he got it going. He got locked in, and he held down the fort, especially in that Carolina series. And then again, like I said, he progressively got better, but the offense for the Rangers just did not do him any favors. But Igor Shesterkin, most likely, honestly, at this point, it's without a doubt, he's probably going to win the Vezina Trophy. But again, just a disappointing ending. But like I said, they have a nice young core. They got nice pieces to build around. And they'll be a force for years to come. But Tampa has proven they still got it, and they are moving on to face the Colorado Avalanche, which, again, John Cooper, I got to give that guy, and I know I've given him a ton of credit in this episode already, but the way he just flipped the script, you know, completely changed up the strategies because these two teams haven't met in the playoffs since 2015. That was the year when the Lightning went to the Cup Final and lost to the Blackhawks. In 2014, 2015. And those two teams met in the Eastern Conference Finals. But again, you know, that Rangers team in 2014, 2015 was a completely different team. But I mean, outside of, you know, Chris Kreider is the last remaining member from that 2014-2015 team. And but again, John Cooper, I'm going to give him a lot of credit because he really changed up the strategies. He got his team going. And I know I've said this like 3 different times already in this episode, but he's an incredible coach, and he got his guys to get their wheels going, and they shut down the top dogs for the Rangers and the, you know, the kids line that was producing in the playoffs. So credit to him. I mean, there's a reason. He is a huge reason why they won back to back, and they now have a shot. As a result, have a shot at the three-peat. And again, going back to the Rangers for a minute, they, like I said, the offense just did not get anything going after games 1 and 2. Just could not get really any high-quality chances on Vasilevskiy. And again, that's because Tampa Bay has been a complete well-rounded team. And They showed it in the series after games 1 and 2. They looked a little rusty, but eventually they got it together. And, you know, unfortunately, the Rangers couldn't recover. Once Tampa got that momentum, the Rangers just couldn't recover. But again, shout out to Igor Shesterkin for holding it down all postseason, all season in general. having one of the best years of his career. And again, basically, without a doubt, the Vezina Trophy winner this year. Who knows? Maybe wins the Hart Trophy. That would be great, too. But, you know, and again, and obviously, you know, Chris Kreider, who had an incredible season as well. Over 50 goal, his first 50 goal season. That was something, and he's been around for a while on this Rangers team. So to see him get over 50 goals this season, or get 50 or more goals this season, was incredible to watch. So either way, a lot of good things from this season for the Rangers. And hopefully, you know, that eventually carries over to next season and to more future seasons ahead. So, but that being said, that's all I got to say about that. The Rangers season is officially over. But I also, before I officially move on, there was an interesting stat I saw with Andrei Vasilevskiy, and he was insane. Like, a lot of, you know, yes, he didn't see a lot of shots, but he's still incredibly clutch in the playoffs. I mean, he's done it the last 2 years. I mean, he's done it the last 2 to 3 years. I mean, he's got a Vezina trophy. He's got a Conn Smythe trophy. He's got 2 Stanley Cups already. Going for his third this season. He's basically got a Hall of Fame, you know, Vasilevskiy's basically got a Hall of Fame resume already. There was an interesting stat I saw. I am trying to find it. I don't know if I can find it. Where is it? Come on. Ah, here we go. In series clinching wins, this is the stat. This, and if you guys haven't seen the stat, be ready, because this is going to be nuts. In the last 8 series clinching wins for Andrei Vasilevskiy, he's posted a 0.25 goals against average, a 0.991 save percentage, and 6 shutouts. Think about that. 6 shutouts, 0.991 save percentage, and 0.25 goals against for the that's just insane. And that's in his last 8 series clinching wins. That's nuts. I mean, that's just an incredible stat to have. Like, if those are like Hall of Fame numbers in the playoffs. And he already has Hall of Fame numbers in general. Forget just the playoffs, but this stat is just incredible. So again, credit to Andrei Vasilevskiy, man. He has come up clutch for the Lightning the past couple of years, forget just Vasilevskiy for a minute. The whole team is just well-rounded and complete in general. Like, you know, they got Kucherov, Stamkos. They got different ways to beat you. Like, first line, second line, third line, fourth line. Like, they can roll out all 4 lines and beat you. Like, and unfortunately, that's what happened to the Rangers. But again, what going back to Vasilevskiy's stats in his last 8 series clinching wins, that's just insane. I don't think I've ever seen a statistic like that, stats like that from a goalie in recent memory. I don't think I've ever seen that until now. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Anyway, that being said, we're moving right along. Avalanche, Lightning, Stanley Cup Final, Game 1 tomorrow in Denver. Game 1 tomorrow, meaning Wednesday, because I know this, when this episode gets out, it'll be Tuesday, you know, just around maybe 3:15-ish, I don't know, when this episode goes live. Could be wrong about that, but yeah, that is going to be a star-studded Stanley Cup Final. But before we get into that, I'm going to recap the Oilers Avalanche series. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, that was just an incredibly disappointing series, in my opinion, unless you're a Colorado Avalanche fan. If you are if you're an Avs fan out there listening to this, then you probably had a lot of fun watching that series. I mean, it was just outside of game one and game four, where it was basically a back and forth shootout. Just the Avs were just too much for Edmonton, just way too much. And that, and then another thing, to go to game four for a minute, Arturi Lehkonen scored the game winner. And here's another thing. This name is important for another reason, because when Lehkonen was on the Montreal Canadiens last year, he scored the game winner to send Montreal to the Stanley Cup final. So that is two straight years where Lehkonen has scored the game-winning goal that sent his team to the Stanley Cup final. That's also insane. Like, to do it for two straight years, to be that guy that could say, like, I sent my team to the Stanley Cup final twice in an overtime series clinching games, that's just nuts. You know, to have game-winning goals like that for two straight years to send your team to the Cup final, that's just nuts. But yeah, I mean, Edmonton, they just, you know, and again, games one and four were pretty tight knit, but game four, I'm gonna be honest with you, Edmonton choked. After giving up a goal to the Avs in the first period, they responded with three straight, and they just completely choked. I mean, they gave up three goals in the third, and then of course the overtime goal by Lehkonen. Edmonton choked in game four. They had it. All they needed to do was just keep scoring and make sure Colorado didn't have any momentum, and they couldn't do that. So, yeah, that was a four-game sweep, which is why I say that series was incredibly disappointing, because I would have loved to see that go seven games, but unfortunately we're not going to get that. But, yeah. But, yeah, now we get an Avalanche-Lightning series, which should be one of the best Stanley Cup finals to date. Yeah, I mean, again, star-studded talent on both sides. I don't need to go through each team's star players or just go through their roster in general, but I'm going to anyway. The big names on the Avalanche side: Cale Makar, Nathan MacKinnon, Gabriel Landeskog. Of course, on Tampa Bay side, you got, you know, Stamkos, Kucherov, Vasilevsky, Victor Hedman, obviously. It's just going to be an insane... And those are just, like, some of the star players I mentioned. Both teams are, like I said, both teams are incredibly deep. I mean, let's go through, and I know the Avalanche lost Kadri, but again, he's been another big piece to this team. Nazem Kadri, he's played a huge role for the Avalanche. Of course, they got Darcy Kemper. The Avalanche also got Devin Taves, Mikko Rantanen, Sam Girard, Pavel Francouz, Andrew Cogliano, Alex Newhook, Bowen Byram, Nico Sturm. I mean, that team is just deep from top to bottom. I mean, the same thing with the Lightning, too. I mean, like I said, and I'm not going to make any predictions. Like I said, I've held off on making predictions all playoffs because most of them go wrong. But again, going back to the Lightning roster, like I said, Steven Stamkos, who had a huge series again in the Eastern Conference Finals. Obviously, the Lightning are still missing Braden Point. So who knows when he'll be back. Obviously, they got Andrei Vasilevsky in that, Nikita Kucherov, Victor Hedman. You know, Corey Perry, who's been who's played a huge role for the Lightning. Of course, Ross Colton, Anthony Cirelli, Mikhail Sergachev, Ryan McDonough, Andre Palat, Cal Foot, Patrick Maroon, Brandon Hagel. I mean, again, both of these teams are incredibly deep. It should be a very fun series to watch. It's going to be an intense one, too. But, you know, as a Ranger fan, you know, I am heartbroken and disappointed. But, you know, but still, it's going to be an incredibly, incredibly entertaining series. And I'm very much looking forward to it. So, with that being said, I'm not going to make any predictions. Predictions, not happening. But I'm going to go through a quick rundown of the NBA Finals right now, and then that'll be it for this episode. NBA Finals, potentially reaching the end. The Golden State Warriors took Game 5 the other night, and we'll be going back to Boston for a potential series-clinching Game 6. The Warriors are up 3-2. I mean, anyone who's watched the Celtics, you know they're not out of it. Or just you know, the NBA in general, you know the Celtics are not out of it. I mean, it's basically been a back-and-forth series all series long. I mean, the Celtics would take a game, then the Warriors would take a game, and then it would just go back and forth. But the Warriors took the last two games. And it's the Celtics are on the brink. They'll be going back to their home building, TD Garden. That game will kick off Thursday at 9 p.m. for whatever reason. That's another thing. I know this is a little bit off topic, but I don't know why some of these NBA final games tip off at like 9 p.m. I just don't get it. Like, I don't think I've ever seen an NBA Finals where the games have, you know, tipped off this late. Kind of doesn't make any sense to me. But, yeah, Celtics on the brink. I think they'll get it together. I think they end up tying the series and forcing Game 7. But, like I said, most of my predictions usually horrifically backfire. Horrifically backfire or backfire horrifically? I think I said that wrong. Backfire horrifically. Yeah, most of my predictions usually backfire horrifically. But, it's been a pretty good series so far, though. Like, all things considered, like I said, it's been a back-and-forth series. But, that's about it. I think the Celtics end up tying the series and forcing Game 7 back in, back on Warrior turf, back at the Chase Center in San Fran. So, I think that's what's going to happen. I think it goes 7. If it doesn't, welp, then you can put this prediction down in on a list of all my other predictions that have gone horrifically wrong. But, that being said, this has been your host, LT Nasty. I will catch you all in episode 45. I was going to talk a little bit about baseball, but with the Stanley Cup Final on the horizon and the NBA Finals potentially coming to a close, I had to get this out. But when episode 45 comes out, which is obviously the newest, will eventually be the newest episode, that'll most likely be wrapping up the Stanley Cup Final when that ends, the NBA Finals when that ends, and probably just going to be talking a lot about, you know, baseball and football from here on out. So, yeah, that being said, this has been your host, LT Nasty. I will catch you all in episode 45. Peace.